BBC Caribbean Report. Violent protests in Guyana threaten to overshadow the CARICOM Heads of Government summit there. A Jamaican human rights group blasts the findings of an inquiry into last year's West Kingston unrest and a drugs bust in Antigua valued at millions of dollars. I'm Ben Mead, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Guyana, a number of people were shot this morning, some fatally, as a fresh outbreak of violent protest threatened to overshadow this afternoon's opening of the CARICOM Heads of Government Conference. Cars were overturned and set on fire, while at least two big stores in the city's commercial area were destroyed. Colin Smith reports that by mid-afternoon, the capital was a ghost town.
According to police reports, the violence began since early this morning when groups of protesters in villages several miles from Georgetown dug ditches and erected barricades across main access roads to the city. Fire was set to some of these. The protesters then moved into Georgetown, where they attacked the office of the president. They broke open the main gate and began ransacking an outer office. Presidential security guards opened fire, killing two of the protesters and injuring a number of others. Gunfire was soon heard in other parts of the city as the violence spread. Several people were robbed and beaten. Some stores were looted. Cars were overturned and set on fire. One of these burning cars near a store in the commercial area also set the store alight. At the time